On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Welcome to the program. Tori's here. Hey, Tars. Tars.
No, hey, Ronaldo.
Tars. Didn't we call you Tars?
No.
All right.
That's I get called work. Vix sometimes.
Ooh. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Are you going to tell me that every week? Right into spring?
Yeah.
Because it's always holidays, aren't they? That's Easter.
Yeah. I don't Valentine's know what to
Day.
Call it.
You St. Patrick's Day.
You're supposed to be politically correct now, so it doesn't matter.
I have people get right in my face and say, Merry Christmas. They're such rebels. They know they're doing it.
So they say it in a mean way? Merry Christmas. They say it like that?
They say it very aggressively. Like I'm going against what I'm supposed to do.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? And I'm not saying everyone does it, but it's happened this year.
People have become so odd. I wonder why.
Become
this past
odd.
Year. My God.
They're just letting their freak flag fly, I guess.
Well, happy holidays to you anyway.
And thank you.
And Hanukkah as well.
Hanukkah. It's true.
Yep. That's, I believe, 8 days of celebration.
Well, we only get one, but they supposedly call it 12 days of Christmas. What does that mean? There's even a song.
Well, it is for the song. There are really not 12 days. It's 12 days to Christmas, really, is the actual translation from the biblical.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching, by accident, that Kris Kringle program.
Yeah.
You know, the puppets.
Yeah.
The puppets.
Yeah.
And he looks like Kirk Douglas. I'm like, this guy, I never noticed it when he's red-haired, not before he turns white Santa, but when he's red-haired Santa, the young guy, and his wife is already old.
Yeah.
What is that, Jessica or something?
I don't know who this is.
Isn't that her?
I don't know.
Maybe that's his mom.
Hey, you know who's having a baby? Chloe.
Not me.
You could, actually. Chloe Kardashian.
Oh.
Savini, who's that?
It's only Chloe I care about. It's Chloe Savini.
You know her? I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's another actress.
I never
Brown Bunny? You wouldn't even know. But so Kardashian?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know that there's not one performer on Dancing with the Stars that I recognize at all anymore.
You watch it?
No, I don't. That's why.
Then how do you not recognize them?
Because they list all the names and I have no idea who they are. And when I watch talk shows sometimes late at night, the late night talk shows is what they're called, they have all these guests on. I don't know who they are. I have no idea who they are.
I don't know either. I think it's from new programming like Netflix streaming and Amazon's and Hulu's.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Until they get a big name, which they do sometimes, like Robert De Niro, Nicole Kidman, to get on one of their, you know, chintzy programs. But it ends up being good.
You know what I did recently? I went on to YouTube and I watched it. And
you watched what?
YouTube.
Oh.
And the last time I really watched anything intently on YouTube, it was always buffering. Every 30 seconds, it would stop and buffer a little bit more.
Oh, that's your signal, I think.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Now, I don't know. My signal hasn't changed. I think they've just
boosted something.
Something's happened.
And it's good?
Now it's like watching Netflix or like watching an HDTV show.
And it's free. Isn't that great?
Yeah. And everything is there. How is it possible that they could have a computer that could store everything that was ever made? And you just call it up and there it is from 20 years ago.
I know.
It's phenomenal.
It's good. I like that part of the internet. Yeah.
I think I'm going to get rid of all my cable.
What does that mean?
You
mean no television?
No, I'll have television. Well, there's a lot of things on television that aren't on television.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch physically a television necessarily.
Well, you get the networks for free over the air.
Yeah.
You know? And then maybe a little HBO I'll throw in. But other than that, I just don't watch it at all anymore.
Yeah, are all these Home and Garden and Fisherman and ESPN?
You're paying hundreds of dollars for nothing.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, they know.
And that all comes with basic cable anyway, which is really cheap.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know why I'm telling you that.
Oh, I don't care.
Comcast is raising its prices. All the phone carriers are raising their prices. The utility companies are all raising their prices. All the car insurance and home insurance.
Well, aren't they supposed to? That's what happens all the time, right?
Yeah, but I don't. But people's salaries aren't going up, and now the new tax package has been.
Yeah, I don't even understand that really. I mean, I know it's probably not great.
They actually did the only reason they did it was to give a break to the corporations.
Yeah.
And the rich people.
It's supposed to trickle down, right?
And it trickled down pants. But indeed, all the surveys they've done on what would happen to middle class people and lower class people, really no change whatsoever. If there's a change, it's 0.5%, which is nothing. You don't even realize that.
Speaking of 0.5%, did you hear what's happening or happened yesterday with the UN in the United States?
No.
Well, apparently, Donald Trump is going to be taking some names down of anyone that criticizes him at this UN thing happening Thursday or yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's going to back away from his aid or something. And he thinks the American people will stand behind it because America first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what I found out?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a third of the budget or anything that they're talking about helping other countries with. It's less than 1%, mm-hmm. okay, dum-dums out there.
Yep.
And it also helps like children in other countries, healthcare. And by them help, we help them, they're going to help us. It's
right.
a global
right.
give and take. And
not
he wants to
doing.
Stop it. He wants to
not
chop that 0.5%. Okay, and say, screw you, you didn't help me out, and he's going to alienate us even more.
Correct.
That guy is insane.
He wants to isolate the United States from everything, but be able to sell stuff to everybody else just the same.
How's he going
to
build a wall? And then, I mean, the wall around the world to keep everyone out and then still do import-export?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Whatever he has to do within the next 3 years, he better do it quickly because he ain't going more than 4. And I'd be surprised still if he hits 4.
Yeah, he won't.
And as soon as the next election comes up in November of this coming year, which is less than a year away, the Congress will change drastically to Democrats. That they will have the majority, and things will start changing very, very quickly. So we're kind of waiting just till November.
Well, this tax thing I found out was for the corporations was a permanent change. It's not even like going to change later because they said otherwise they wouldn't be on board with it. So they're making it a permanent change.
Well, it's permanent until another administration comes in and votes it off.
Okay.
Nothing's permanent when it's...
Why did they put the language permanent? That confused me.
Because they don't have to vote on it again.
Okay.
But if they want to, they sure can.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's wonderful. Because, as I've said many times, the only way that people can be woken up from this this cult stupor is to be slapped in the face really hard. It's the only way people learn a lesson.
Yeah, that's fine.
So the slap's coming with your little tax thing, and by November, everybody will see that, oh my God, this is worse now.
Yeah, That's good times. Hey, did you hear Cardinal Bernard Law died?
Yes, I did, and I had nothing to do with it, I swear.
I'm not even sad, so.
Nobody is.
You know,
nobody's talking about it.
Well, because he's the guy that he knew about all that molesting.
Right.
And they shoved him out to
the
Vatican.
The Vatican swept him up and kept him there to shield him.
So good riddance in a way.
Yeah.
Not that I would wish death on anybody except, you know, child abusers.
And any time the report came up that Cardinal Law had passed away, it was always a child molester man.
Did you see the movie Spotlight?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't that great?
Yes.
Really good for them.
Good for you.
They shined a light on it.
Yeah,
a light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's it makes the Vatican look horrible that they actually harbored a criminal.
Yeah, but they don't care because they're like a Donald Trump in a way. They're sheltered. They have a wall. And they're living in their own little microcosm.
It changed the churches in this country, I think, on a fairly permanent basis.
Oh, you think there's no more molesting going on? Good for you.
Oh, there's still molesting going on.
A lot of
people left the church. The church's attendance went down incredibly.
I know
and
some diehard Catholics, so they just don't care. They're staying.
I know some diehard Trump supporters who just don't care. They're staying. So come on, you know, of course, in every cult, you're going to find that.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
They lost a lot of their members, not to the Jews or anything, but they just said, you know,
no Kabbalah takers,
yeah.
little bracelet.
Right. It's not like you have to choose something else now.
They just fled.
They just said, well, I'm
like a bad Scientologist gig
right now. Yeah.
Hey, you know, stamps are going up. Speaking of things going up.
Get out, Tori.
You know, I'm not leaving, but I will tell you this. CVS, I was in CVS, and they're announcing it over their speakers. That's the only way I found out. Can you believe that? They're like, your price of stamps is going up, so get your forever stamps now before January.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay. I still have Forever stamps. Yeah. So they're still good because forever means forever, right?
Right. That's pretty much what it is. Like, no means no.
But so why don't we just buy
like the tax bill?
It is. So why couldn't we just see this coming and get Forever stamps 20 years ago when they first came out or something? Yeah. You buy a ton of them. We'd never have to buy them again. We could have got them for 20 cents.
Who knew the price of stamps would ever go up?
Wow.
You know, with the Forever stamps, I literally, and I'm serious, I'm not kidding, and I'm not stupid, man, I literally have no idea how much a stamp is. I really don't, because it's not printed on the thing anymore.
And what do you use them for? Tell me that. Isn't everything online bill pay?
No, Tari, you're talking to me.
I know. Other than a Christmas card. I mean, other than people that do pay their lines.
Other than Ron.
Other than Ron, who doesn't trust the internet.
Correct.
And he uses it, but he doesn't trust it.
I use it, but I don't trust it. I don't transact on it.
But normal people, Christmas cards. Oh, normal. What else do you got? What else do you use a stamp for?
All my bills.
No, but what do regular people?
Oh, regular people. I'm sorry.
Non-paranoid people.
Then there'd be nobody. No.
It's just Christmas cards. Yeah. Am I right? Maybe a birthday card, although you can do e-cards now. Or say a greeting on Facebook counts as the same thing.
E-cards so much suck.
Yeah.
They're really... But that sucks.
I went to the post office, and the guy, they don't even know what's going up. Yeah. I said, do you know the price of seagulls it is?
Because they don't know the price of the stamps either.
But they don't. And he said, but you know, it's only a penny. Calm down.
Ooh,
it's only a penny.
Ooh, how demeaning to tell you to calm down.
Well, I don't even think he said calm down. Oh, I might have been embellishing that part.
Okay.
But he was implying, it's only a penny. Relax.
Relax.
Who has a penny, dude? I'm not even, that must be 45 cents, right? All no, right. Is it 45?
Probably. So well, it's going up to 46?
No, I mean, it was 44, wasn't it?
I don't know.
People are going to think I'm really.
Tori, relax. It's only a penny.
I'm not even buying a stamp then. Forget it. No forevers.
Hey, if my cable bill went up a penny, I'd be happy. Believe me, I wouldn't cry. I'd relax.
Well, this is different.
Yes, there is.
This is something you don't need. It's going up a penny.
I've gotten some email cards from some very nice, well-meaning people, but it's just not. It feels lazy.
They went
to
for
me.
It, huh? They bought a whole book with those little lazy. Marys on there or Santas. And what do you got for the Christmas
oh, you
one
buy
this
them?
Year?
Oh, see, I look for everything on free online. I don't think I've ever paid for anything on.
You
got to
buy stamps.
Yeah, I do that in the post office. That's where they sell
them.
In the
supermarket.
Yeah, I can't do it in a supermarket.
Why? That's the easiest place, isn't it?
I feel silly.
What?
No. I go to the post office where they know their stamps.
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
Because I go to the post office a lot to mail packages and things like
that.
I
know. You're a mailer.
Well, what do you do if you have a package that you have to send somewhere? Do you just wait till something happens?
No, of course you do. Well, you can't.
You shove it into the drive in the computer? What do you do with it?
Well, here's something I bet you didn't know about mailmen, because I just found out. And if I didn't know, there's no way you knew.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. There's a place in Florida where they all retire to. It's called Nailcrest.
Yeah.
All the retired mail people go live in this place.
Ugh.
Can you imagine what the conversations are like forever? Oh, the worst thing happened to me, a dog chased me up, and some lady opened the door with nothing on. I mean, what are the stories going to be, Ron?
Wouldn't it be great if two former mail guys in Mailcrest are sitting around going, I'm not getting my mail. I saw these magazines, and I'm not getting my mail.
They're griping about their mail.
The hell is it? Yeah, I bet that happens.
Wow. Let's go to Nailcrest.
My neighbor got
out.
My mail. Can you imagine that?
Are we allowed in there? Do you have to be like get a pass? Can we just visit? I want
to
see what's going on.
You just have to put a bag over your shoulder, and you're pretty good.
Yeah. I could just fake it. Yeah, I'm a mail carrier. Where's your credentials?
What's this thing? Wasn't there a time when mail carriers were killing people? Is that true?
Oh, because you go postal.
Yeah.
I think it was one guy that went like really mental.
Mm-hmm.
And
he ruined it for everybody didn't he?
Like the shoe bomber, Richard Reed. We have to take our shoes off. Thanks, bud.
Wow. Thank God there was no murderer who worked at McDonald's. You'd be going fast food.
There was a murder. Yeah. There was a mass shooting at a San Ysidro, California McDonald's.
By a
in the 80s.
McDonald's
no, by a crazy guy.
Oh,
crazy
no, no,
white
no.
guy.
Oh,
crazy
that.
White guy with a gun.
That
isn't that shocking,
that happened
Ron?
A few times.
Shocking.
Yeah, no.
Crazy white man with guns. Unbelievable.
I don't know
it's
how they get
it's not terrorism, though.
I don't know
because
how they get
if they
them.
Had a towel on their head, that would be terrorism.
I'm talking about a guy. No.
Yeah.
A postal
no, that
thing.
There.
Yeah, you have to work there in order to coin the phrase.
I think they just spit in the food. I don't think we know what's going on.
Then
it's not blatant.
Yeah. Well, they could just poison people with the food. They wouldn't even know.
Well, there's, nursing home things with the nurses.
Yeah.
That's, a regular hospitals. There was a lady. What is her name? Caputo, years ago. She was defended by my neighbor.
Oh, Neil Caputo.
Ann Caputo.
Oh.
She's a nurse. It ran around, Neil Caputo, chipmunk guy. But no, she was killing patients, and she was...
Oh, yeah. I think there's a movie about a Lifetime movie.
Maybe that was her then, because my neighbor, Piscatelli, he's not living now, but when he was alive, he defended her.
Italian, I'm sure.
Piscatelli.
You can't not be Italian, be a Piscatelli.
If your name ends in a vowel, it's something.
Or
that's what I always heard.
An Ellie or Ello would have to be Italian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go for that. Yes, that sounds right.
I mean, I'm not, I don't think I'm, I think it's true.
Well, you're very wealthy. You're very wealthy when you're defending lawyer, defending attorney. You're wealthy because people pay anything to get themselves off.
Certainly. Certainly.
Well, that sounded wrong, but you know what I meant.
I did know what you meant. And they probably also do help get them off.
And plus these lawyers, I don't know. I wonder how they can sleep at night getting these guilty people off just for money. But you know what? They can sleep at night because they're safe. All the guilty, all the murderers that love them, they're never going to touch these guys because they're their ticket out of there.
But they have no conscience, so they do sleep at night. Yeah. You see, it's like the lie detector test. If you really believe
what you can you're beat saying, those things. You, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
you and can. I think it's true. And delusional people, mm-hmm. they are really delusional. So they really believe what they're saying.
Yeah.
They're not as stupid as I thought. They're just delusional.
Right.
They really believe their delusions. So, yeah, I'm starting to understand people as much as I still don't like them.
Maybe there's going to be a better way than a polygraph to detect lies. Because that's been around for a while. Why can't we have something new now? Like brainwaves, or, you know, they put little things attached into your temples and like something. And I'm serious. Like, can't there be something new now?
Well, I think the only way to tell is if Sarah Huckabee is defending you, it's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be one way of telling.
Is she still talking? See, I try to avoid her.
She at some point, she's got to turn around and just start laughing. I mean,
she laughs all the way to the bank. Are you kidding?
She's got to. She must just crack up every once in a while. I can't believe.
Maybe she's got that delusional thing. And she
perhaps
thinks it's
so. Perhaps she is delusional. Perhaps she is.
She believes. She rationalizes what she does. This
her father was the Huckabee.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a real weird man.
I used to watch him on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
He'd come on, he seemed like a perfectly normal person.
No, he was very.
But he just seemed religious as well, was the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Like overly so.
Yeah. You know Justin Bieber? You know how much I hate him?
Yeah. I was just going to say, why are you bringing him up? You hate him worse than Trump, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm, is it a tie? Wow. It's close.
That was before Trump came along and got this position. So it's a pretty close
one. Toss up.
I would say Trump's more dangerous because of...
Yeah, but who do you hate more? Of course he's more dangerous. Trump, Bieber can't do
anything. I don't think anything tops Trump. Anything trumps Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Bieber...
The Biebs
is actually going into couples therapy.
He's got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Guess who?
Selena Gomez. Yes. Is he back with her?
Yes.
I was just guessing.
Yeah.
Get lost.
They're back again and they want to stay together.
Aw, that's kind
of
cute.
They're going to couples therapy. It's not kind of cute. It's kind of stupid.
Why?
Well, because they're
what
only...
What business is it as far as anyway?
How old are they? 12? I mean,
they're
how old are they?
They're in their 20s. And why is it our business what they do? How did this get out? Did he tell everybody?
Because he stuck his face in my face. That's how it's my business.
Oh.
He makes himself known to everybody in a very
demonstrative
manner.
Well, I mean, he did show his butt once. I don't know if that was, it wasn't his idea, but I think he knew
about
it.
He loves to be in the news. He loves to, he eats this stuff up. And if you're going to put yourself out there, then get out of my face.
Do you know how he got famous? YouTube.
Yeah, I know. Well, before.
You're making him famous. You're watching
that thing now. When it was still buffering.
Yeah, see, now you're making people famous by watching that thing now. Just remember that. It's all you, Ron.
No, it's not.
You're part of it.
But everybody's on YouTube now. Everybody. If you're not on YouTube, you're really not alive.
I have like 3 accounts there.
Of course you do.
One I never use. One and the other two I do.
You do, yeah.
One is just from like the old days, the early days of YouTube.
You have
I just
your
created.
Own channel? You can have
That's
your
what
own
I meant. I have 3
now.
Channels.
You have 3 channels. I didn't know you had one channel.
But
you,
one, you like I said, one it. Was the original channel from the 90s that I just turned it on for whatever, but I don't really do much with
it. So why'd you do 2 more?
Because I wanted...
And I asking you about accounts.
I'll tell you. Because Google bought YouTube that was.
So it makes
They hooked
you,
everything
yeah,
in. Yeah. They synced them. So my Gmail account is hooked into my YouTube account.
Gotcha.
So I have to have that. And then I have one that's just for like, I upload clips that I use on comments.
Yeah.
I want a little clip from a movie or a talking GIF. GIFs don't talk, but mine are little clips that do because that's how you can hook it into YouTube.
Nice.
Like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, I'll be back, but not the GIF because he'll really say, oh, you'll hear him audibly.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't do requests. Drop dead, you know.
Have you ever thought of doing your own live YouTube show?
People are telling me I need to do this. Every now and then I get someone that says, listen, you got to do this. You got to do the filters or the voice or just something.
The filters or the voice? I don't understand what that means.
Well, there's like, they have like a Snapchat filter thing that some ladies are getting famous doing. They're very funny at it. I mean, my close friends and family tell me I need to do this.
Well,
it does faces and voices. But
well, who cares about that? That's infantile. That's 2-year-old stuff.
It's also hilarious.
It was maybe the first time. Now it's probably not.
Yeah, there's the square jaw lady who's like trying to seduce Steve or somebody. Then there's the big lip lady who's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. She got the accent.
You did a motion picture based on that, and I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, it's cute. It's cute. But now then almost.
You think it's played out?
Yeah. Ever since you did it, everybody's doing it. And now it's played out. Because I've seen the square jaw, and I've seen the mouse ears, I've seen 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah, the dog ears.
Yeah, the dog, the whole bit. It's just.
Didn't I do it to you once? I think I got you in the car.
Oh, yes.
You were the dog?
Yes, I was. It was very, very funny.
I just remember that as we speak
of
this.
It was very, very funny at the time. But now, in retrospect, not so much, because everybody can do it. It's just nothing. Yeah. It's, you know, you don't even
But you have to have a clever
app.
Banter as well to add to it. You can't just put it in your face and say, hi, everybody. Although I do that, too.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. It's just, you know, when this all started, remember, people, and I've done this, too, people take pictures of food and show themselves on a video eating
Instagram.
Food.
Yeah,
and it's like, what are you doing? You know, why do you think people...
I know. It's we see food all the time.
Yeah.
We could go to a magazine of food, anything.
It's just,
but
I don't
it's,
know.
You know, they're sharing. They want to share their lives with their friends and family.
No,
you got to look at it that way.
No, they don't.
Oh, some people really want money for it. Yeah, they want it to figure a way to know.
Well, it's not even that. They want the...
Attention?
Yes! Okay. It's all about the attention. And I should speak. I mean, I've been doing this all my life.
We're not doing this for our health. Maybe we are. Because this is no money, so it is kind of for our health.
It's my therapy. It saves me a lot of money in therapy.
It does.
It really does.
I know.
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell anybody anything.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Ron's a very private, quiet person.
Very private, quiet guy. But so this is absolutely
your alter ego
for me. Yeah, no question about it. I've been spending thousands of dollars a day in therapy for this.
Yeah, you used to get your Reiki. What did you do before?
I used to rake the lawn in the fall.
I mean, you probably had like
now I have somebody else
spiritual.
Do it.
No, vibes.
I did. Yeah. For about 12 years, I went to a Reiki master.
That's nice.
For two reasons. One, because I really, again, if you believe it, it is true.
And I think there is some truth to the Reiki thing. There's definitely an energy happening through your hands.
You know,
you can feel it.
I don't believe it, but I believe that.
Then why'd you go for 12 years?
Because two reasons. One, if you do believe it, it does work.
Like the force.
But correct. But it, in essence, it does not.
Oh.
If you believe it, your brain is powerful enough to cleanse yourself, and that's all you're doing. You don't need somebody to do it. But I'm lazy, so I need somebody to do it to me. That's number one. Number two is she's very attractive.
Oh, well, there you go. But could you see her while it's happening? Weren't your eyes supposed to be closed? What's going on here?
I can imagine.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's
your
not
brain,
the point.
Your brain can kill you, Ron.
It wasn't that some.
But your brain can
I'll
kill
you.
You.
If there was
that's
a guy,
fact.
If there was a guy hovering over me, and touching parts of my body, I would have never gone.
Yeah, all right.
So
I get
that's
it.
All I'm saying.
You're a typical guy.
Yeah.
But your brain can cure you.
That.
It's true. The brain, the mind is very powerful.
But yes, so this is almost like...
Mind over matter.
This is support of the mind over matter. It's somebody else who supposedly is a master at something telling you that, yes...
So you have faith
in them. It irks on what you... could believe in yourself, it helps you believe that. So it's almost like training for yourself.
Okay.
Although I'll admit that I don't meditate really. So I need to pay somebody to go to their place to have them have me meditate.
Yeah, like a group meditation.
Which is really all that is.
You know, happening, then you're forced to do it.
They do something very interesting. They take their hands. This is radio. It's hard to describe. They take their hands and they form them into a suction cup. Motion and they suck the negative energy out of
that's
you.
Almost like
they
that
literally do
thing,
that.
Which they have real cups, like real devices.
Well, that's a little too dramatic.
Well, sometimes they put like the hot. There's like a flame or something, isn't it? And they're giving red marks all over your body.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Why not? No. Do you need leeches? Leeches might be good too.
That's to suck out disease. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and cupping, leeches, all the homeopathic stuff.
Yeah,
wasn't the FDA doing something about that? Now I read they're getting into these homeopathic, they're going to try to regulate them or something, herbal
they
cures.
Well, they should be regulating some things because some of them are absolute scams and we don't even know them.
But I thought the mind can, if you believe it, if you build it, they will come. And if you believe it, then it'll work, right?
We talked about the Peter Popoff thing. The minister, the evangelist, who says in the early morning television commercials, "I will send you
the cloth."
Well, it's not cloth. He sends you blessed mineral
the water.
Blessed Spring Water.
Right.
And it's Miracle Spring Water. And it has people in the commercials saying, I received my yeah. little packet of Miracle Spring Water from Peter Popoff Ministries. And within 3 days, I got a check in the mail for $10,000 from my employer.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, that was totally
it's
wrong.
It's usually old people that are fooled, yeah. too. Like these, they have the prayer cloths. I used to see
Correct.
Those on
yes,
TV.
Same deal.
I'm praying over all
same
these.
Deal.
I bet they're coming
same
off
deal.
A conveyor belt that he never even
of
touched.
Of course. Of course.
But mind over matter. If you believe it, you're going to pay for it.
And there's one lady in the commercial, and all of them are black. They're all African Americans in this thing, which is very insulting to them. It should be. She says, I received my packet of Miracle Spring Water, and God blessed me with $25,000 in the mail the next day.
Do you really think he did, or she's just saying it?
That's what she says.
Yeah, but
she
how do you know she
believes
didn't?
What she's not lying?
Yeah, I mean, what if she got a check somehow?
Oh, she did get a check. She got a check from somebody else, but God caused it to happen.
Oh, she probably got it from the ministry. They sent her and they said it's worth it
well,
because
I don't think so.
Then she'll say it and
no,
happen and it
so.
Goes back certain.
No, they could pay her $10 and she lied for them. I don't
no,
think that's
I
the
don't
problem.
Think that's true.
They could have gotten away with $10.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's. I don't think that's it. I just. I don't know. People are just really vapid, but they run this commercial now. That's like that should be FDA shutdown.
Maybe that's what they're. Looking into too any claims they call it
know.
Claims by
yeah,
people
you're not supposed to do that to the public
right.
Those are false there's false advertising
but what about free speech First Amendment
that's a scam that's an outright lie
mm-hmm.
And
so,
Peter,
so what is Judge what is Donald Trump doing all day besides his First Amendment and
exactly.
lying
oh yes well this is why I hate him so much. Let's talk about lying for a second. I thought we talked about this last holiday season, but it's a good subject for the holidays.
It really is.
It's about lying to your children.
Oh,
about,
is this the Santa thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we do this. Bring this up.
I know
up
we
area.
Did. I know we
yep,
did.
Yep, we have to.
And we lie to them Easter time, and we lie to them.
Well, let them have
all
their
throughout.
Innocence. That's why. Let them think life is beautiful for a while, because they're going to realize what it's really like. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. I'll make it look really nice for you, so when you take the fall, you're going to fall hard.
Well, we want to protect our children yeah. and love them and give them the best.
I mean, I remember when I found out that there was no Santa Claus. Uh-oh, are kids listening? I didn't think my parents were outright lying. I didn't pack my suitcase and say, you lied to me,
well,
you
I totally knew
bitches.
There was a Santa when I was a kid. They had to be.
Yeah.
I believed it. Why wouldn't right. I?
Well, because this is what you're told.
The lie was dressed up very well, yeah.
The lie was dressed up well. Yeah, it's a very elaborate lie.
Yeah.
They've got
it's been
this
going on for a long time.
They've got this worldwide, this lie going on.
Sure.
It's
absolutely.
Cool.
He's on TV every
yeah.
day, Santa. Go to the mall, you see him. There he is.
There's your collusion right there.
Yeah,
collusion. Yeah, huh? Collusion.
That's a great word.
But then you find out there isn't a Santa. You're not pissed at your parents. You're kind of like mad at yourself.
Yourself for believing
yes.
such stupidness,
yes.
such foolishness.
Well, wait a minute. I should have known. Yeah, that makes sense now.
I think I probably felt cheated. It's hard to think back that far, yeah. but I suppose it was let down. I think I was let
yeah.
down a little bit because
yeah.
I wanted to believe in that fantasy.
Yeah.
It was like taken
it
from me.
It was fun. It was like the annual fantasy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the rug gets pulled.
But then
and
you
it
do turn around
pulled.
And do it to your own kids. I shouldn't say do it to them. I
well,
mean,
yeah, because it's magical. It's magical
yeah.
because you believe what
yeah.
you're told.
So should we stop it? Are the communes where they just don't do that?
I'm surprised the kids can't figure it out for themselves.
Now with the internet, they, you know, my kids didn't have internet back then.
Yeah.
Now you could look it up and find out it's fake
so,
in
so
2 seconds.
Yeah, there's one Santa, but there's billions of Santas too. No, they're just his helpers,
his helpers
dressing
right,
up.
Right.
You know, you start to make up this stuff, and at a point a kid should say, "Look, I'm only 2 years old, but you're full of shit. I mean, this is ridiculous."
Yeah.
And then as a parent, I do remember. My kid, I gave my kid a really nice gift from Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Said,
you told me this. And then
yeah.
you felt bad because he's thinking it's from Santa. And you
yes.
actually forked out
so
the hard work.
Yeah, I worked
cash
hard
for this.
This yeah. looks like really expensive.
And you're giving someone else the credit. That's
yeah.
your ego, dude. That's
yeah.
your ego. You got to squelch that.
Well, you know
that.
What I said? I said, I told Santa this is what you wanted.
And, oh, so you still yeah, managed to get some credit.
I slipped him a few bucks.
Wow.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, no.
I don't remember what I said because I don't remember anything.
I thought of that, too, and I decided which gift was going to be from us and which gift was going to be from Santa. Like, you had to weigh it because
yeah, the smaller stuff should be from Santa.
No, not necessarily, but
yeah.
you're right. I felt inside yeah. that little pang of, but there is no Santa.
Yeah.
Why am I lying and making it like he did this when I did
know,
this?
I know.
Oh, well, that's ego again.
I know. But then I remember having fun. I never dressed up like Santa in the middle of the night or anything like that. But I remember putting cookies out.
Oh, yeah, my kids always put the cookies and milk out, and then my ex-husband would take the bite of the cookies and then drink the milk.
Well, half of the milk, not all
of it. Just to make, go along with the whole gag.
Yeah. And then it was always, because I was brought up in New York City for a while.
And how did Santa get in?
Yeah, we didn't have fireplace, you know, so like, so, oh.
Is he breaking in?
Entering, right, and call cops.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, how'd that happen? And the answer would be, there's no answer. It's just
there's
magical.
There's more questions than answers here, Ron. No, I mean, this whole scheme.
Magic. It's magic.
Yeah, the magic. It's right, magic. Like Frosty. Yeah. He became alive.
Yeah.
With a hat.
Absolutely.
What is that about?
Did you know that Santa also turned water into wine and also parted the great seas?
Oh, God, wasn't it?
I get confused between the two.
Well, the Moses was parting the Red Sea.
I saw the movie,
Charlton Heston.
He was the parting.
Right. Brenner.
Yeah, and he talked to a bush that was on fire.
Burning bush.
I think it was in California.
He was getting the Ten Commandments, wasn't he, at the same time? It was like a...
Yeah, he had a lot to do.
All right.
There was quite
well, those
quite
are
a
Bible
lot of things
stories.
Going on.
I don't know. I think the Santa came along to be the secular version of the whole Jesus angle.
Yeah, you kind of wonder how Christmas and Santa Claus got mixed up with Jesus.
You know what I had once? An ex. And this is what this ex, he's a very funny guy. Yeah. One of my exes told me, he said, this should be, you know, these decorations on people's lawns.
Yes.
It should be Jesus with a guillotine and Santa's head inside it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that funny?
That's very funny.
And I think people are actually have done that. When I went to look it up, there was something like that, very similar, already being done
people
somewhere.
People will be offended with that. Although it's funny, but that's offensive to the very religious people.
They would love it, though, because Jesus is the one in charge. He's the one getting rid of this secular Santa Claus usurping their holiday.
They're a very sensitive joke. I did a joke once that Jesus was the first official scarecrow. And
Zombie Jesus.
Yeah, I got a lot of flack for that.
Really?
Yeah,
people don't people
like
know what
that.
The show is about? They should stop listening.
They should stop listening without question. That's not the point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What do they think they're going to find here?
So the holy days are coming up.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
They come every year. And in the spring.
Yeah, gather around the tree.
We don't have a tree. We're not getting a tree, I don't think.
Really?
I told you that before. I think we didn't get one last year.
Well, I think
though.
You were going to get one last time I spoke to you.
No.
You
okay.
were contemplating.
Couldn't be me. No, not me. We don't get trees now.
Couldn't be you. Couldn't be me.
My dad sent us, he'd go out and get a branch from outside and just
whatever.
Put it in the house.
Whatever.
A decorative branch.
Whatever.
Like a Charlie Brown
What's
type thing.
What's the difference?
I don't think there is one. It's all in your mind. Right? Just imagine a beautiful tree like Charlie Brown did with his one little ornament that knocked the thing right
exactly.
over.
Exactly. I mean, it's a symbol. It's supposed to be a symbol.
It's a symbol.
That's all. Yeah.
Of our pathetic Christmas.
Yeah. No, to me, seriously, and I'm not trying to bah humbug or anything, but to me, a tree is just spending the day getting it from the basement and then spending the day throwing it out.
The people enjoy the process, Ron, of this whole Christmas thing,
really?
And then they decorate.
Oh, do they?
They every little, it's all enjoyable. It's part of the whole thing.
It's enjoyable for the person that
I used to have that fever.
Yeah. Once the lights are on and everything's untangled, then it starts to be a little enjoyable for an hour. You try taking that crap off.
That's not as much fun taking it down,
no.
I got to say.
And there's not as much fun untangling the lights and getting the tree in
put
there.
Put it repacking every ornament.
Yeah, and vacuuming up all the pine needles.
Yeah.
That's not that much fun.
But Ron,
fun.
Did you know I sold Avon back in the day?
No, I did not know that.
I collected every nativity piece. Every year there'd be something new. We started with Jesus, Mary, and the baby. And Joseph.
Why were you doing this?
They're porcelain.
What did that have to do with Avon?
Because we had nativity things. We had these porcelain.
They were selling them.
They were selling them.
Oh,
I was selling them, so I got them for a discount.
I thought it was just cosmetics.
Oh, no. They have clothing. They branched out. Sure.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They started with cosmetics,
so
and then they branched out.
It's like Burlington Coat Factory.
I guess so. Okay. But anyway,
trying to draw an analogy.
It is. Yeah. I'd buy everything they would sell because I got it as a demo price.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, excuse me, all of these. Every year I'd get more and more till I had the donkey, the angel with the stable, the cow, the wise men. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had hundreds of dollars worth of these. And I looked forward. So I was part of the whole Christmas thing. I loved it. I'd set up my whole thing and take pictures. And no Facebooks.
Like
I couldn't share it.
But
I saw
it. That's a no sweat
thing. Now I would share it. But now I'm not really bah humbug.
Do you have them still?
I think they got lost in the tornado or something. I haven't seen them in a long time.
That was a long time ago then.
Yeah, I think I lost a lot of things, but I don't remember exactly what happened to that stuff. And I moved from Florida to here and... I think I lost a lot of stuff, but it was fun at the time. I have good memories. Even if I lost all of the things, the memories I'll have. So, hey.
Memories you have. I used to have memories.
I have pictures too. Memories you used to have? Is that a song?
No, it could be a good song. Sounds have like you noticed song. There's no Jewish Christmas songs? I mean, or Hanukkah songs,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, why?
There's only a dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I put it in my pants.
I mean, Adam
Sandler. Makes me want to dance.
Adam Sandler.
That's no, about it.
Adam Sandler, that's, the funny one.
Those aren't official.
No,
but Christmas
official.
Songs, hundreds
too
of
many.
Them.
I think too many.
Yeah. And no new ones.
Too many versions, too.
No new ones. They're all
well, maybe
the
country
guys.
New ones. I don't know, because I don't listen to country.
Right.
But they have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's always
but
happening.
It's basically the classics that you're hearing. And the new ones are also twists on the classics.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But Jewish Hanukkah?
Wow.
No, none. Nothing.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe if I was a little more Jewish, I'd know some,
you know why?
But I don't.
I know why. Because it's a white, it's Christian world, and we're just America. You know what?
Yeah. I don't
everyone
know.
Wants to just focus on that,
yeah.
And now Donald Trump's exasperating that with the whole yes, it's all white America.
Yeah.
He's not really saying that per se, but that's what he means. We're going to say Merry Christmas.
I almost did.
We're going to have holiday songs.
I know.
He doesn't talk about any other religious happenings.
Really, I don't know.
If only Christian stuff.
Hey, before we end the show, we should sing our favorite Kwanzaa song. There's no such thing, is there? I don't even know what Kwanzaa is.
That's for African Americans. I think it's an African holiday.
And no, I don't know of any songs.
Well, I wouldn't because
I don't even know when it is.
It's yeah, I don't exactly know either because I'm not Kwanzaa-ish. Does that make sense? I'm not Hanukkah-ish. I'm not any-ish. I grew up on Christian songs.
Let's face it. I mean, to give Trump a little bit of credit, and this is so tiny, it's not
don't do
funny.
It. You're gonna really do it?
It's really tiny, though.
Oh, all right.
Christmas kind of is more popular. That's all. That's
well,
all
because
I'll say.
It's America.
No, it's the
isn't
world.
It?
It's the world. The world.
Oh, you mean
celebrates
worldwide?
Yes.
Well,
it's not like Columbus Day. I mean, it's a worldwide holiday.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Celebrated on the wrong day of his birth.
Yeah. Well, they lumped that in to make it just the end of the year with New Year's. They just wanted to get it all tied up in a little bow.
Why'd they have to lump it?
Because he was born in the spring, so we already have Easter. We can't even buy born and dying in the same week.
Well,
doesn't make sense.
Well, there were some years involved between that.
I know, of course, but they just want it this way, and we're not. There's no way to change it now. It's done.
Could they be lying to us?
Well, it's what we believe, so we're just going along with it.
Yep. And if you do believe, so it is.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a very interesting commercial on CNN. I don't know if you've seen it. They've been running it for months.
Is it
now.
That impeachment thing?
No, this is the Apple thing.
Oh, what is that?
It's a it's
is
a solitary
handheld?
No. It's a television commercial for CNN on CNN, and the only thing on the screen, the only thing in the shot is an apple. And they said you can look at this apple from the left and call it something else. You can look at this apple from the right, call it something else, but it's just an apple and always will be.
So that's a metaphorical type thing
yes.
with talking about politics?
Yeah, very effective. Yes. Very effective.
Left, right. I follow.
Very effective.
I'm no Trump voter. I understand logic.
I know
I haven't seen that. I've never heard of it.
You can call it something else. And I think they're referring to news and fake news. I think that's what they're doing.
Right.
Because they're a news organization. You can call it anything you want, but it's what it is.
Yeah. A rose by any other name.
Exactly. Thank you, Tori. Thank you so much. A rose by any other name would be a petunia or a tulip or something. No, still be a rose.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that Shakespeare? I think it was Shakespeare.
I don't know.
I love Shakespeare.
I didn't like I don't.
He wrote some good stuff.
I couldn't understand a damn word he said.
You don't need to. It's beautiful. it's just, oh.
It flows, but you don't know what the hell he's saying.
He's saying it in such a great way.
Do you think people actually talk
language
like that?
Language is lost now.
Do people talk like that then?
Back then, yes.
Or that was the way he interpreted that?
I think a certain class of people maybe
really?
Did. And a lot of that was absolutely how they talked.
Wow.
Thee, thou,
yeah.
ye old.
And saying it in ways that people couldn't possibly understand what you're trying to say.
But they understood then. You mean now they can't understand. But back then everyone understood.
That was just, that's weird. I mean,
It's magical. That's magical.
Magical.
That's like, I love medieval stuff like that.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I feel like shaking them saying, what are you telling me? Say it.
You need say subtitles.
It. You kind of do. Especially when they're dying and stabbing each other to use that kind of language. You know, if you're going to curse, the one time to do it is when you're really upset like that.
I guess they didn't really curse back then.
No, they did it in a very civilized manner.
Shakespeare didn't want to really go there anyway.
I taketh this blade and plungeth into thy chest.
Oh, that's good, Ron. Yeah.
I mean, that's not what you would say.
Well, it's a play. He's writing a play.
It's a play.
I don't think they're actually running around so much speaking like that, maybe.
Yeah.
But he wanted to elaborate it and make it beautiful.
I don't know. That sounds like overacting to me.
It is quite done up, I will admit.
It is quite done up, Tori.
It's quite.
It is quite done up.
Yes.
Well, have a wonderful holy day.
All right, Cartman.
All right, fine. By the way, holiday-wise, Tori and I wish you peace.
Peace.